Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. NCBA's got lots of research on consumers. We get into that today with Rick Husted in just a moment.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
When you see Farrow Rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow Rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields, higher yields. Rick Husted is Vice President for Strategic Planning and Market Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's one of the speakers at the recent Beef Improvement Federation conference up in South Dakota. And he was talking with those folks at the BIF meeting about some of the research that's been pulled together by the cattle industry on today's consumer.
First thing I want to do is just talk to you about how we're really taking a look at the market. Through a lot of market research, obviously, we identify where are those things that, one, we can either leverage as positives or that we need to be paying attention to as potential challenges for the industry. First and foremost, it's the people. It's all of you. It's producers. We want to make sure that that is something that we understand how consumers think about that, and we're able to take action, develop promotions, messages, et cetera, to really drive home the positives around beef production. Protein, we really see that nutritional benefit is something that can be leveraged. You know, we absolutely know that beef can be a part of a very healthy diet, but we do a lot of work, focus groups, quantitative work with consumers to really understand what's the nuance about if they potentially are buying into myths about beef's nutritional value. How do we message to them in a way that helps them understand that it's very healthy? And then lastly, the thing that we leverage most of all is the sheer pleasure, the taste of beef. Consumers love beef, but they really, really love beef, and we want to make sure that we don't ever let them forget how great beef is. And we do that by maintaining focus on those three through the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. We relaunched that brand a little over a year ago, and really that's kind of the pillar that we look at, and we're always striving to make sure consumers believe that beef is the number one protein. So how do we target? You know, we look at all consumers, obviously. We want to understand what all consumers think, but we do break them down into different areas, and we do target. I mean, we say of all the consumers, where should we be putting a lot of our effort? And right now that's against older millennial parents. Millennials, as you know, is one of the largest cohorts, 90-some million of them. The older millennial parents are having kids, obviously. So we want to make sure that what we're doing with checkoff dollars resonates with those folks in particular. But we also talk to a broader target, 20 to 44-year-olds, all consumers. And then we really spend a lot of time working with influencers, dietitians, MDs, retailers, food service operators, and making sure that they understand the benefits and why they should be promoting, selling, et cetera, beef, so that they're reaching all their constituents, whether it's customers, clients, et cetera. So a lot of web visits, the Beef It's What for Dinner website. If you haven't been there recently, it's been redesigned. We consolidated a number of websites into this one site, did a lot of research to understand that this is what consumers were looking for, this is the kind of information they wanted, and it's really had a big impact, 15-plus million website visits to this site. And this is one of the things we did when we relaunched the brand. The first thing we said was, let's reintroduce, if you will, producers to consumers. Not everybody lives, obviously, not everybody works on a ranch or farm, and not very many people live close enough to be that familiar, so we developed this video, but it was a piece that we did that really wanted to show, you know, you've talked a lot about technology. That's one of the big reasons everybody's here this week, technology in the beef industry, and really wanted to show consumers that, one, we're very responsible when it comes to animal welfare and the use of hormones and antibiotics, but we're also very modern and using drones and cloning and those kinds of things to really take this industry to the next level.
Rick Husted on how the cattle industry working to know the consumer better than ever, but at the same time to make sure the consumer understands who the producer is as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.